Blog Talk Radio.
In strength and dignity? A thought to ponder. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, wow, that is a great question. Well, I want you to know that we're going to dig into this very subject today with our powerhouse all-star in-studio guest. And we're going to grow on this journey together and truly discover and explore this very question. And when I tell you I'm excited to dig in, that is an understatement.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather, we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and oh, how I love Mondays. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Master Motivator Coach Adams, we are looking at Wonder Woman. And you may be thinking, Coach Adams, where are you going with this topic? Well, you're going to have to stay tuned to find out more, and you'll hear more about that in just a quick moment. But each episode of Motivational Mondays is rich and insightful. We encourage you, our global listening audience, if you have not taken advantage of our on-demand library, you are missing the boat. If you've missed any of our past show installments, we encourage you to visit our archives, our on-demand library, and soak in the richness of what is shared each week here on Motivational Mondays. Always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Again, our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win. Allow me to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share for about 40 minutes with our all-star in-studio guests around today's topic. And then we are going to open the lines up for your audience participation, assuming time permits, at which time we welcome your questions and comments. This always lends to a more interactive environment, which we absolutely love. And so we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. If you're a regular listener here on Motivational Mondays, you know you should have your notepads and pens. You should be sitting in front of your laptops or your desktops. You should have your smartphones or your tablets with your notes, what have you, your iPads, whatever you need to capture the richness and jewels that will be shared on today's installment of Motivational Mondays. And before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a quick moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Allow those cute little social media juices to begin to flow. Write on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, send an email. Go old school. Send a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon. Bottom line, I think you get it. We're asking that you do whatever you need to do to invite someone to share in today's programming with you. We extend our heartfelt gracious thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. We can't do it without you, and we thank you so very much. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, as we are taking a journey and we're looking at Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman. What about Wonder Woman, Coach Adams? Well, you're asking some great questions on a Motivational Monday, and as we opened, we're going to kind of look at a topic that's the subline of where we're going today, and that is, are you clothed in strength and dignity? I'm so excited about our in-studio guests as we are digging into this topic of Wonder Woman. Our in-studio guest, Dr. LaShawn Denise Witt, is a CEO of My Sister's Keeper, founder of the Wonder Woman Virtual Conference, and she will be sharing some rich insights on being clothed with strength and dignity. And I am so excited about it because Dr. LaShawn represents all things global strategies. Dr. LaShawn, I know your bio is in-depth and I could share so much more, but I just wanted to give our listening audience a little sample taste. And as I welcome you into the virtual boardroom with me today, I want you to share with our audience, if you were to say, who Dr. LaShawn is, who would you say that she is? Welcome.
Welcome. Good evening. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate the opportunity. Listen, Dr. LaShawn is the global strategist. The global strategist means that I am all things strategy, and I do my best to serve people in many areas. I'm an educator. I'm a consultant for nonprofit and churches. I plan wedding and events. I do travel. I bake my specialties during the holidays, and most important, I run a nonprofit that seeks to provide empowerment workshop sessions for women who have been who have experienced many adversities in life. So I am your global strategist, and I'm excited to have coined that title as of recently, because it gives me an opportunity to showcase the many talents that God has blessed me with.
I love it. I love it. I love it. And I'm excited about what we're going to talk about today. You know, Dr. LaShawn, I know that you have obviously your Wonder Woman virtual conference that is literally right here. We're right at the door of your Wonder Woman virtual conference, and we're going to talk a little bit about that later in our broadcast. But I wanted to ask you, what set you on the journey of even thinking that the world around us needs such a conference? Was there something in your background that led you to believe this was a gap, there was something missing? Share with us and help us to understand your mind a little bit greater in bringing forth such a vision.
Absolutely. The foundational scripture for my virtual conference this year is Proverbs 31:25. So when we read through Proverbs 31, we know that it gives us detail on wisdom, instruction, if you will, about the life of a noble character, how she, what she does, how she's viewed. And this is a woman that many of us Christians strive to look up to identify, to grow into. You know, we always talk about Proverbs 31 woman, Proverbs 31. So this, sometimes we, you know, face many adversities and we feel like this is not a woman that we'll ever be, or we may have to seek competition. We may be feel shamed by because maybe we've gone through a divorce. Maybe we're a rape survivor. Maybe we've been on drugs. Maybe we've had to file bankruptcy, all of these things. She's a standard, but by Christ's love and grace, we can all walk in that anointing. This is a woman who I strive to be strong and dignified. And so for me, this workshop, this conference is to inspire women to laugh at the things of the past and not worry about the future and walk in it. And how beautiful and amazing it is that we strive to be women of Proverbs 31. And so I wanted an opportunity to bring inspiring speakers and put together empowering sessions where we can unlock the power within us to transform us wherever we are in life. So how do we execute our purpose? How do we grow into having a wealthy and purposeful life? How do we seek wisdom from God so that that very thing that's laying dormant inside of our womb can be birthed, so that we can do the work in the kingdom? And oftentimes we need these outlets as women to come together to just say, hey, sis, what do you have going on? Let me help you with your purpose. One of the things that I do is I'm a coach, and I coach women to take their passions to the next level to earn income, multiple streams. That's like one of the things that I love to do is help people find creative ways to make money. So with this conference, you know, this is an opportunity for women to really just tap into what God is speaking to them on, and how can I facilitate you walking in your calling? For me, Coach Adams, it's so important to push women into whatever their purpose is, because oftentimes we don't have that circle because we're too busy being mothers and wives and working jobs, and we don't get an opportunity to work with those God-given talents that God has given us.
Woo, I love it, I love it, I love it, and great fire in your sharing. And I love that you referenced, Dr. LaShawn, Proverbs 31, because ultimately the Proverbs 31 woman is a woman of influence, a woman of influence. And I love that you brought that point out. I am actually, for my regular listeners, they know I'm a certified John Maxwell leadership team member, and I have a John Maxwell Bible, and one of the things that he has is notes at the end of the Bible. And I remember reading Proverbs 31 from my leadership Bible. Now, I've read it before, of course. I've connected with it before. But it stood out differently when I read the notes that stated she was ultimately a woman of influence. So when you said that, my spirit got excited. You know, we talked about the details of the conference coming up in your heart for the women and so on and so forth, but what set you on this path? I mean, I didn't quite hear that piece, and maybe I missed it, but I don't know if it was clarified what led you to start such a conference.
You know, for me, as a woman that has experienced many adversities, being a rape survivor, attempting to commit suicide 3 times, going through bankruptcy, having to fight my way through felony charges, so many different things have happened. And there were just so many things that led me to wanting to give up on life. And I didn't have the sisters or the spiritual coverings to support me and coach me and provide me with opportunities to learn more about God, grow in God, meet sisters who are Christ-like to really support me in what it is that God called me to do. I knew that I was meant to be a coach. I knew that I was meant to teach people. As an educator, I have that skill. But to facilitate helping and supporting women move to that next level. And for me, I felt like I need to give people that opportunity that I once sought after that I did not get, because there are women out there who are just looking for, what is it that I need to get to living a purposeful life? Sometimes we're so empty and we're going day to day and we really don't get an opportunity to experience the things that we should in life. And so I want to be the person that brings these women together and hear from people who have helped me to persevere in the levels that I've had to go through. And we just don't have a lot of those things where we're together in an uplifting environment. And I think it's important through this conference to, you know, provide that opportunity to the women who will be on in the virtual audience, if you will.
I love that. And thank you so much for being transparent in what you have processed through, what you have overcome. You know, I think about, and I love that our foundation definitely collectively is the Word of God, that we are overcome by the word of our testimony. So I love that you have shared some of those touch points of what you have gone through, and you realize, hey, I didn't have a sisterhood. And so I anticipate that that was what caused you to launch My Sister's Keeper. Is that where it started, and then the conference? Give us a little greater understanding of each of the entities that led up to the conference that we're talking about today.
You know, I think overall, this is my fifth conference that I am doing. Before, I didn't say this earlier, but I dealt with the restoration of women, restoring them, really trying to help women to embrace what it is that has them in a place where they feel stagnant. And after a couple of years of doing that type of conference, I knew, okay, we've dealt with restoration, we dealt with reviving, refreshing, you know, all of those different things. So it's like, how do you progress to the next level? I think sometimes we find healing, whether we go to the therapist, we have a prayer life, we consecrate, we're in church, we find that healing, Coach Adams, but it's, what is that bridge to get us to living that successful life? So this conference, my goal with this conference, because I've rebranded it, because I've changed it this year, and I'm moving in a different direction, is really to pull that woman who's like, I'm free, I'm delivered, you know, I've changed, whatever that is for them, but what is the next level? What is the next step? How do I move there? And yes, you know, we can go to, you know, different self-help books, or we can go to different conferences. We can go to so many different things. But at the end of the day, I wanted to put all of those things into one place where I'm bringing therapists in. I'm bringing women who have experienced abusive relationships, or they've dealt with adultery. They've dealt with bankruptcy. They've been in situations where they've been on drugs. People who looked like them once but have now transitioned into a new life, if you will, and are actually walking out their purpose. And I think for me, one of the saving graces were actually coming into contact at some point with women, like going to conferences and meeting people like, okay, this is what it's all about. And I think for us, it's also when you're in ministry, Coach Adams, the warfare is so real. The warfare is totally different when you're living a life that's abundantly blessed, when you're living a life where you're trying to, you know, stay with an active prayer life, you're trying to be as much as you can this Proverbs 31 woman, or living a life that is pleasing to God. But often we experience so many different things and with trying to live that way. So I want to be able to put an experience where women will find those tools to help them keep moving forward. So a lot of planning went into choosing the speakers, like I said earlier, speakers who I have been familiar with, or I follow their ministries, or I've been to their workshops, or I've been through their mentoring programs, or whatever it is. And I knew that those were the things that helped me. And so that's why my audience is a specific targeted audience, because, you know, it's important for them to say, hey, let me check out this conference and let me see what I'm going to get from this conference, because I know it's not for everyone, but it's truly for the heart of women who are really looking to build that wealthy and purposeful life, who want to overcome weaknesses, who want to be prepared to become wives to husbands, who want to learn how do you seek more wisdom. Another important element is this, is the worship. I have conversations all the time about what is worship? What does worship truly mean? Worship, Coach Adams, is what got me through not taking my life. I had 3 attempted suicides. That third one, I went into worship for months. I just worshiped and worshiped and worshiped. And that was the thing that broke that bondage off of me. And so that was one of the most important things that I knew had to be embedded in this conference, the importance of worshiping and having an active worship life with God.
I love it. And, you know, I must say, Dr. LaShawn, you are speaking my language because I am a true advocate for worship, and I understand the importance of it. It is a lifeline for me. If it wasn't for, look, don't get me shouting now. We're not at the conference just yet. But I am right there with you, and I completely understand. You know, I know you mentioned that you have a powerful lineup. Tell us about what would one expect over May 10th through the 14th, the Wonder Woman Virtual Conference. I know you said the focus is Wisdom, Work, Womb, and Workshop, or Worship, I apologize,
Worship.
In this virtual workshop type of environment, and I got a little tongue-tied there. And you have a host of speakers. Tell us a little bit more about each day, and how would one, if they want to register for the conference, how they would make that connection?
Sure. So, again, this is a 5-day, 4-night experience. And I know sometimes people are like, oh, my gosh, that's a long time. But the way I've designed my conference is, as you stated, I have the 4 things, wisdom, work, womb, and worship. And so each night, I first will be ministering sermonettes, if you will, on each topic. And I have 4 dynamic speakers who I've handpicked to address each of those topics. So I have Pastor Tawanda Usher, who will open us up. And then I have Prophetess Melissa Smith will be ministering. I have Dr. Medina Pullings, and I have a male speaker, Rossan Jordan. Every conference that I've ever had, I've always brought in a man to the conference. People are like, but it's a woman's conference and you have a man speaker. It's very important for me to have a man speak at the conference because I believe men bring wisdom nuggets to the table to really help us as women prepare ourselves for, you know, living an active life in ministry. Or maybe you've been called to lead a ministry with your husband, or, you know, serving people. And I think sometimes having a male perspective and hearing what a male has to minister to women is always great. And so I've encompassed speakers who have ministries that follow those key things that I'll be talking about each night. And then our Unlocking Your Wealth and Purpose workshop, I have 6 dynamic speakers that have been put together who will address creativity. So women who are entrepreneurs or business owners will hear from an attorney who works in the trademark and patent and helping your creative side get in line with what it is that you're doing as an entrepreneurship. I have a financial guru who is coming to talk to us about engaging financial advisors, making the right decisions when it comes to money. Giselle Marcus has been doing this all around the country. I also have someone who is a millionaire who will talk about her experience as a multi-entrepreneur and how she made her way out of a 9-to-5 to becoming a millionaire. I have my battle buddy, Apostle Gigi, who is out of Florida. She's going to be talking to us about how to fight warfare. In this ministry, when you're called to ministry, when you're called to serve, which is how my ministry, My Sister's Keeper, was birthed out of warfare, she's going to talk to us about fighting warfare. It's so important as women in the kingdom, women who are doing work for the Lord, women who are in the marketplace, that we learn to fight warfare. That was one of the areas I struggled with, Coach Adams, is fighting warfare, which led me to always feeling like I had to give up on life. We will also have someone who will talk about how to overcome any weaknesses that you have that are stopping you from becoming the woman that God has called you to be. So this amazing experience, again, is a 5-day, 4-night workshop experience. I am going to be giving away my ebook on multiple streams of income with the registration. I've also written a prophetic declaration guide that the guests will read at the conclusion of the work of the entire conference. And I just added a post roundtable that I want to visit in about 60 days after we've had an opportunity to go through the conference together, start putting some things in motion. I want to see where those women are in 60 days. I want to touch base. I don't want to just have them come to this conference and send them off until next year, but I really want to hear how are they activating the things that they've learned. So this experience is $47 for all 5 days and four nights. And they will begin in the conference library to access all 10 sessions for its eternity. So if they miss one, they miss tonight, they miss tomorrow night, they'll be able to go and watch over and over again. So this experience has been perfectly crafted for the woman who is looking forward to moving to her next wealthy and purposeful life. So that is a little bit about the conference. I'm so excited. I'm going to be up late still working on some aspects, but I definitely put a lot of thought into what would make an amazing virtual experience.
And it's clear that without question you truly have, Dr. LaShawn, and what I love that you have factored in is that for the nominal fee of $47, a participant not only has the live experience, but if they've missed any of the opportunities that happen live, I heard you saying that they can access the replay. So it's well worth it. Even if you have a scheduling conflict, you definitely want to make this investment in yourself because you can soak in the richness even post the actual live experience. If I heard you correctly, is that accurate?
Absolutely. And I believe that even though a conference is virtual, it still needs to have the same pizzazz, that's my favorite word, as if we were in person.
I agree with you, no question about it. That pizzazz, definitely that sizzle needs to be there. And so how would one, if they're listening in and they're thinking, woo, Dr. LaShawn with all of that passion and fire, I'm ready to register. How would they register for the Wonder Woman Virtual Experience and Wealth Workshop?
Absolutely. They can go to my website, which is Divine Diva Events. Again, it's divinedivaevents.com, and I have a flyer where they can just click on the flyer, immediately register, and all of the details will come to them as soon as they complete registration. They can also go to my Instagram profile, and there's a link in my bio that has all of the information. And my Instagram is the_global_strategist. Again, it's the_global_strategist. So they can register there, or they can go directly to my website. So again, it's Divine Diva Events. That's D-I-V as in Victor, I-N-E, divaevents.com.
I am so excited. I'm going to Divine Diva Event. Okay, I'm already there. I'm already on the website. And so as you prepare for this amazing event, I know you said that it's for a specific audience. I would love for you, Dr. LaShawn, to share with us more about the target audience that you're looking to connect with that would truly benefit from this amazing work and time and energy, every detail that you put together to bring forth the Wonder Woman Virtual Conference. Who is that woman that should be registering?
You know, that woman is the woman who strives to be a Proverbs 31 woman, the diverse woman who is looking for the next level in their life, a woman who feels stagnant today, a woman who may feel like, I just don't know what's next for me. How do I seek God more? How do I hear more from God? A woman who is ready to make better decisions on things that affect their life, a woman who is better ready to be a wife or even a better wife. I don't want to ever restrict a woman based on, like, age, if you will, but it's for any woman who is just really looking to move to the next level. Seriousness. I sent out an email this afternoon, Coach Adams, and I said, I want women to be engaged. Yeah, these are worship services, but I want you on camera, and I want to see your fire. I want you to take advantage of these speakers who are coming to deliver something. I just don't want people to be at a place where, well, what did I come? What did I get? I want them to come expecting so much, and hopefully all those expectations will be fulfilled. But I want it to be a diverse group of women, you know, white, black, whomever. But I think that any woman who is just ready to get that next leash on life, to move forward, to walk in confidence, to move in a place where, you know, they are ready to just take on whatever it is that God has given to them. Because, you know, everybody has a different path. Everyone has different gifts and talents. And most importantly, I want women to network. One of the things that are really big about the things that I do, when we're worshiping together, we're learning together, I want these women to exchange phone numbers, email addresses, Instagrams, whatever they need to do to have some women that they may have met at this conference. So even though we're behind our electronic devices, I still want to give them that room, if you will, to, you know, have a family of sisters who will be there to encourage. That's something that helped me in a few things that I went to, is being able to continue the relationship with women that I have come across at some of these opportunities that I've been given to attend conferences.
And I love that. And I definitely, I can say that, Dr. LaShawn, I've heard your heart that you want to give the women a base of network. You want to give them, quote unquote, a tribe that's circling the wagons around them. I heard you saying, you know, when I was going through some of my issues and circumstances that I've processed through in life, you know, being raped and so on and so forth, abuse and all of the various things that you shared, you didn't feel like you had that support. One of the things that I love about the conference that you're giving, many may hear, ooh, this is a five-dayer. They may think, oh, my God, I got to be tied up all day for 5 days. But it's actually, based on your schedule, it's evening sessions. So share with us a little bit more, because I don't want people to think, oh, I can't do the 5 days because it's all day. What are the hours of the actual session?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So my sessions Tuesday through Friday will begin at 6:15 Pacific Standard Time. We will open up with 15 minutes of intercessory prayer. My conferences typically are about 75 minutes. So we'll start promptly because I'm on time. We'll start at 6:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. It will be done no later than 7:45 to 8 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And so, again, if they fall asleep or they miss it or they're at work, they will have access to the conference library where they can watch all of the replays. Saturday will be the only day that is different. We will begin 7:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and we're going to go to about 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. With the six sessions, there's intermissions that are built in at 5 minutes after every workshop, and then we'll have a 30-minute lunch. So total, they will have 10 sessions to attend. So the first 4 days are all evening, and then the Saturday would be an all day.
And that is so manageable and doable, and I want to make sure that people that are listening in, you have heard that the sessions actually start on tomorrow, Tuesday, May the 10th, tomorrow, Tuesday, May the 10th, Wonder Woman Virtual Conference with Dr. LaShawn and the host of dynamic speakers that she has on calendar for this time of sharing, the 10th through the 14th. What is the first session? Give us a little taste. Reel us in, Dr. LaShawn. What's a little taste of the first session?
So the first session, which will obviously begin tomorrow evening, we're going to be talking about wisdom. So I will open up, as I had stated earlier, I will be getting a little bit more out front. The last couple of years, I kind of sit in the audience. I'm really, really quiet. And so this year I decided, because everyone is like, when are you going to speak more, that I will open up and, like we call them in the Church of God in Christ, sermonettes. So I'll be talking tomorrow about what wisdom do we give women in ministry and in the church. I want to talk a little bit about how women of wisdom have helped impact my life, women that I call prayer partners, or women that have obviously been walking in this Christian life longer than myself. I want to talk a little bit about how words are powerful and how we're supposed to use them wisely. I also am going to be addressing people come and go, but the right ones stay. And so those are kind of some of the things that I want to touch upon on wisdom. And our speaker tomorrow night, Tawanda Usher, will be opening up about seeking wisdom from God. How do you seek wisdom? Well, you know, we make decisions sometimes that We wonder why things may not go the way that we should, but did we seek God? Did we ask him for wisdom before we made those moves? So I think it's important that we open up with wisdom because it's going to set the tone for the rest of the week. And the speaker that I have tomorrow, she's absolutely like on fire. She's powerful. And I kind of needed somebody to just come in and take us off. And I affectionately call everybody on my flyer, Coach Adams, superheroes, because I am the Wonder Woman. So these superheroes are pushing me to push these women. So wisdom, I'm excited about what I've prepared to share on tomorrow evening about wisdom, because wisdom is one of my favorite topics to talk about when I'm going out and I'm speaking to mass audiences.
You know what I love about what you shared around wisdom? Wisdom is so important because, and it's interesting, I was having a coaching conversation with someone today and they were struggling with making a decision. And that is something that people struggle with often, but it was because they didn't feel like they had the wisdom, the insight to make that decision. So I love that you're focusing in on wisdom and supporting other individuals and being equipped in this area. How do I get and seek the voice of God? You know, it's so cute that you mentioned superheroes. I saw a post literally today, and it was the cutest post, and I know you'll appreciate this. So it was these two little guys, and they are looking in the closet of a woman, right? And they're like, see, I told you. And he's pulling out this little cape that has an S on it, and it made me think about you when you talked about superheroes. Because, you know, that S, of course, represents the superhero, and the little character says, see, I told you, so that's how she does it, you know? And it was just so cute because we all have our superhero cape, Wonder Woman cape. And so what would you say is Dr. LaShawn's superpower? Since we're talking about superheroes and you said you're Wonder Woman.
You know, my superpower is simply to love and serve people. I have a heart to give, Coach Adams. I have a heart to serve. And I think for me, no matter what area it is in, whether it's ministry, whether it's my professional career, my friends, the organizations that I'm in, I love to serve. And I believe that God gives people with patience. God gives people with big hearts the gift of serving. That is my, and so when it could be anything. It could be feeding the homeless, because I have a huge passion for walking the streets and ministering to the homeless. One of the things that I'm doing through My Sister's Keeper is preparing to launch the groundbreaking of a couple of transitional homes in Los Angeles. And that, again, is servitude. It's something that I feel like God has called me to do in whatever area that I'm in. And so for me, I know how to rally up the troops. I'm good with networking and connecting and meeting people. And those are the things that help me get what I need to do to serve people. And oftentimes, there's not a lot of people out there that have a serving and a giving heart. And those are two things that God has given me. And I'm like, this is a lifetime that I need to be spreading that love, that serving to, that giving to many people that I come across. And so, you know, I can tire myself out sometimes, but, you know, at the end of the day, it's so important for me to be an example, be thou example. That was always something that my grandmother always instilled in us, is that we have to be an example of how we want people to treat us and how we want the world to see us. I spoke at a church a couple of weeks ago, and I always do tie in my favorite saying about the dash after you're born. When they're at my funeral, that dash is going to serve as the marker of LaShawn was a servant. LaShawn loved to give. LaShawn loved to show love in whatever capacity that she's in.
That is so beautiful, Dr. LaShawn. Oh my gosh, that is so beautiful. Thank you for sharing your heart in that moment. I love it. I love it. I love it. You know, I was sitting here thinking about the ladies that are listening in, the women that are listening in, the Wonder Women that are listening in. Wonder Woman. And I would love for you, if you're open to it, to share with those that are listening in one key strategy as the global strategist, one key strategy that they can do to grow in wisdom?
What can they do to grow in wisdom? You know, they're
not taking anything, of course, away from what you're going to share on night number one, but just a little nugget of what someone can do, an action step as a global strategist that someone can do to grow in wisdom.
You know, I think the most important that I would think what I would say is never look back, because there's nothing there for you. Oftentimes we get so stuck on things that we've done in the past, mistakes we've made. And I've been there, because I think about, oh, if I wouldn't have done this, I wouldn't have had to go through bankruptcy. Oh, if I wouldn't have put myself in the situation, I wouldn't have been raped. All these different things I tell myself all the time. And I think women need to be encouraged, like, it's okay that you went through X, Y, and Z, or X, Y, and Z happened, or maybe you don't have all of these things. But don't look back, but keep moving forward. How do you change today to make tomorrow better, to make the next day better? How do you get the tools and pull on the resources that you need to make next week better and to put your dreams and goals together in 1 year, 3 year, 5 years? That is something that is very important. Writing out, journaling, you know, vision boards. Like before vision boards were even a thing, I think I was already doing that by putting post-its on the wall and saying, I want to accomplish this. This is what I want to get done. How do you help push people to realize what their dreams are and what they need to get to those? So that for me is definitely something that I'd like to share when we're on the conversation about wisdom and how can you push people into seeking what it is that they need to seek in order to make that right decision. And if you're at the helm of God and you're speaking, you know, praying to God, these things can happen if you just trust him and allow him to guide you to whatever it is that he's called you to do.
I love that, Dr. LaShawn, and the reason why I love that is we are so, like, right there as coaches, because not looking back is so key. You know, I often use the illustration of driving a car. We don't drive the car in reverse looking back. We drive the car looking forward. We may occasionally look in the rearview mirror to see what was back there, but we're not driving with our head turned looking back. If we do, we're going to crash. So I love that you brought that out, that the greatest wisdom is not looking back, continuing to move forward, because what has already occurred behind us has already occurred. I can't change what has happened back there. I can only continue forward and progress in the forward motion. I love that. That was so good and so rich. Woo, I hope you're listening in, our global listening audience. And speaking of our global listening audience, we're going to give you the opportunity. This is the time in our program when we invite you to share in the discussion. Maybe you have a question or a comment around Wonder Woman and what's being discussed today with Dr. LaShawn. We welcome you to chime right on in. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-455-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Our lines are open, and we would love to hear from you. You've taken the time out to share in this hour of empowerment. We would love to know, what are you taking away from the discussion and what is being shared today? Any insight that you're gleaning? And so as we continue in our conversation, Dr. LaShawn, what would you say is the greatest nugget of takeaway that you are hopeful for each individual that's planning to attend the Wonder Woman virtual conference?
You know, as I said earlier, I decided to add a post-workshop, like, I don't even know what I'm going to call it, meet and greet second. But the most important thing I want them to take away is wisdom to birth out whatever is in the womb that they're sitting stagnant and that they need that push. I want women to know what their plan is, to do the work. What are you called to do? Are you walking in your purpose? If you died tomorrow, could you say that you lived a well-purposed life? I want people to build their relationship with God where worship becomes important. So overall, holistically, I want people to walk away with how to live a more wealthy and purposeful life, not just wealthy with dollars, but wealthy in their emotions, wealthy in their mind, things to improve them as a woman. They won't get all of their answers, obviously, in 5 days and 4 nights, but they'll get the blueprint of what they need to walk in that next step. So I'm the purpose pusher. I'm pushing you to wherever it is that you need to go in order to walk in that right direction. And even women who may come that know their purpose, how do you get to doing your purpose? What is it that you need to do? What is it that you need? How can we support you as a sister network?
I love that. And I love that you stated it's not about age chronologically where you are, but are you in that place of readiness to move on what is in the womb, that seed that is on the inside of you that God has planted in you? Are you ready once and for all to finally take action on that, to finally move on it and converted from the invisible realm in the womb into this physical realm, whatever that may be? When you're talking about something in the womb, give us examples of what you mean when you say that, Dr. LaShawn.
You know, maybe there's a business inside of you that you've wanted to start, but you don't have the money, or you don't have the degrees, or you don't have the network or access to whatever it is. What is sitting inside of you that you know God has given you? What is it that you know you're supposed to be doing? How do you birth that? So many people are sitting on so many talents, Coach Adams. They just don't know how to get started. Sometimes they may not even know how to identify it. How do you identify what's in you that you need in order to push that out? And that is what I want to get to the root of, because so many people are just like, LaShawn, how do you do this? Or how do I find out about this? Or I want to do this, or I've had a burning desire to do this, but I don't know what to do. I don't know how to figure it out. And so, again, when you're living a wealthy and purposeful life, you are doing the things that you're called to do. But in order to get there, there's something that's inside of you that you've got to give birth to in order to walk in that calling.
And I am all in with you. I'm all about living a purposeful life and fulfilling the assignment that we've been created to fulfill and unlocking the code of purpose. What would you say is some insight that you would give to some person? I can hear someone listening in right now, Dr. LaShawn. I can hear them saying, but I don't know what that is. I think this is it. I'm not really sure. I don't really know. Is there a sign or a nugget or two that you would be open to sharing that can support them in identifying what that is and what it looks like?
Well, seeking wisdom, which is obviously a part of the theme, when you're seeking wisdom, you're in worship, you hear from God. God helps you to identify what that is. Sometimes you have mentor relationships that might help you identify what something may be laying dormant inside of you. There's so many ways to really figure out what your purpose is. Going over, putting my coach's hat on, when I meet with my mentees each month, I'm talking to them about networking. I'm talking to them about branding. I'm talking to them about how to walk in what it is that they need to do. And so with that, we talk about, does it require you journaling? Are you journaling about things that you, want to do, or things that you are intrigued about? You have to tap into that. And sometimes that might be quietly going before God, building your prayer life up to ask God, what is it that you have for me? It took me a very long time to really, find out what it was. It took people getting to know me intimately and hearing my passion to really push me into what it is that I was supposed to be doing. I haven't always done conferences. This is my fifth conference. People were prophesying and ministering to me when I was in my 20s, saying that I'm going to have these women conferences. I'm going to be on stages bringing people together, women of all over the place. And I'm like, huh, me? No, I don't want to do that. And here I am in my fifth conference. So sometimes it just takes someone else to hear the passion that you have to really say, hey, look at this, you should be doing this. Or maybe I have the resources, tools to say, how can I help you, sis, to get where you need to be, or at least get a jump start on what it is that you need.
I love that. And, you know, you spoke about this is your fifth conference, and you didn't even imagine that you would be doing conferences, although people were speaking that. What was it that led you to step out and do the first conference?
As I was mentioning before, my ministry was birthed out of pain and suffering. I birthed my ministry shortly after my last attempt of suicide. And with that, I knew, like I was saying earlier, that I needed to provide a safe space for women who were dealing with some of the same issues that I was having. Women would always tell me that they were dealing with this, they were dealing with that, and they just didn't know who to turn to. And so it was out of those conversations that I decided I wanted to do a conference that would help women come together, go through a restoration process, be revived, be inspired, so that they can walk into whatever it is that walk out of whatever it is that they need to be delivered from. And so with that, my first conference helped me. My first conference helped me to move into what God had called me to do. So, you know, when I look back on that, I know the many women that I encountered, 300-400 women who were a part of that experience, some of which I see, I hear from, who are still with me, but it gave them an opportunity to experience something with other like-minded women. And oftentimes we don't have the opportunity to come together to experience such a move in our lives. So that's essentially how and why I got started, but it was simply just praying and God gave it to me in a dream. And I heard it over and over and over again, women's conference. And I was like, I'm not doing that. And being in multiple organizations, I really thought it was the conferences that I was, you know, that I would be a part of in the organizations that I'm in. But it wasn't. This was what God had called me to do.
And I love that in asking the question in a slightly different way, we got a different fullness. And I think that people can connect with the different stages of what you've shared. One, I heard you saying that it had been consistently spoken, conference, and then you, because you were spending time seeking God's wisdom, you, in essence, were in a position to hear from God. And that then prompted you to step out, and it was birthed out of your own pain, and it helped you, and I love that. Now, let me ask you, and I hope I'm not intruding and getting too personal here, but I'm asking this for a reason because I want to encourage those that are listening in. Now, Dr. LaShawn, and I don't know the answer to this, were you sitting on a big bank account when you did your first conference?
Well, I paid for my first four conferences out of my entire pocket. My first conference was very expensive, so I spent almost $100,000 on putting on these conferences. So I definitely am about quality. I've gone to many conferences over the years, and I'm like, okay, this is not the experience I want or I thought I was paying for. And so I wanted to build a name for my ministry, and I wanted to build my skill set, if you will, at hosting these type of conferences. And so they've always been open to the public. And so this year, even though it's a virtual environment, last year my virtual conference had about 300 to 400 people. But I don't sometimes feel like when things are free, do you really get people to be a participant? Are they intentionally present in the moment? And so I knew that it was time for me to shift and really make these experiences a little more intimate. All the $47 is the asking donation. Obviously, it doesn't cover the conference. But I wanted people who I knew would at least be invested in it because they paid something towards it. And sometimes I think that we put more into things when we know that we've had to pay for them or we've had to invest monetarily in those experiences. But, yes, I've spent almost $100,000 in hosting these conferences over the years.
Wow, that is so impressive, Dr. LaShawn. I was waiting for you to say, no, I didn't have a lot of money, but God. So, again, I didn't know where that was going. But the bottom line is that what I know to be true and what I know that you would probably say yes to as well is that with God's vision, there would be provision. And he gave you the provision that you needed to launch out and do your first conference and to continue to do that, and now with your fifth conference that you're moving into. As we prepare to close out, and thank you for being so open and transparent in your sharing today, so appreciate all that you have shared. What can people expect next from Dr. LaShawn, and how can they connect with you? And again, tell them how to register for the Wonder Woman virtual conference.
Yes.
I got my cape. I love it.
Next year in person, I think I'm going to give everybody a cape because this conference will be going back in person. So upcoming, I have a book that is going to be coming out. It's scheduled to go to press next month. So looking to have my first book signing. I'll be in Atlanta in July. But I'll be going on a small book tour to promote my book, The Diva Herself. It's a book that chronicles my entire 40-plus years of life. I talk about all of my adversities from bankruptcy, felony charges, bad relationships, abuse, you know, rape, and all the different things and how to conquer and persevere. I also will continue with doing women's conferences. The Wonder Woman Conference will go live in person, as I said, for 2023, and I'm looking at Charlotte, North Carolina. I want to take the conference on the road and not necessarily stay in Los Angeles. So those are some things that I have upcoming that I'm excited about. And again, for those of you who are listening, I would love to have you in the virtual audience. I would love to see your beautiful faces. The experience starts tomorrow. We open up tomorrow, 6:15 Pacific Standard Time, with intercessory prayer with someone who has prayed me through so many different things. Every year I have her to open us up in prayer. You can register by going to divinedivaevents.com. And you can go to the website, the flyer is there, click on the flyer, register, all the information that you need will come your way. The experience, again, 5 days, 4 nights is $47. You can also follow me on Instagram at @the_global_strategist. And everything that I'm doing, all things are there on my Instagram, and I would love to keep in contact. If you've heard this interview, you have questions, always feel free to reach out to me. And Coach Adams, I do appreciate the opportunity to have spent some time with you on this evening.
Oh, it has been such a joy, and I thank you so much. I really do, and know that Motivational Mondays is always available to you for anything that you have in the hopper that you're doing. Would love to have you come back to share about your book that is getting ready to be released.
Yes. Absolutely. I'm excited about that.
I share your excitement.
And
well, yes. Well, that is all that we have time for today. I want to thank everyone for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. Of course, Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to win between one-on-one coaching, group coaching, private masterminds, team building, speaking, training. I am all there for you. So know that if you're interested in my full circle of empowerment, you can always send a quick text to 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. Simply text your name and full circle, and I'll send additional information out to you. You can also call the same number if you want to speak voice to voice. And for all things Coach Adams, visit coachadams.com, coachadams.com. In our next week's installment, we will reconvene in our Shape Up series. In our Shape Up series, we were diving into a topic that I appreciate and love so much and that I have a private mastermind coming up on, and that is everyone communicates, but few connect. Connecting is such a challenge for many, and I'm excited to share more nuggets and thoughts in our Shape Up series on next week. Again, we thank you so much for tuning in with Coach Adams and Dr. LaShawn today. I trust you will take advantage of the great resources that Dr. LaShawn has shared with her Wonder Woman virtual conference and this amazing opportunity that launches and kicks off on tomorrow. If you want to continue the conversation with us, visit our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It is an open group. All are welcome. You may not have commented live on the airwaves, but we would love to hear your thoughts, and you can interact with us socially through the Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It is an open group. All are welcome. Maybe you have a show thought or idea that you would like to see covered, or you're dealing with a challenge that you have a question on. All of that can be taken care of through our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. And, of course, you can follow Coach Adams on Instagram at Coach Adams, the number 4U, Coach Adams, the number 4U, the same on Twitter, and my Facebook page as well. Thank you again for tuning in. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I leave you with this thought to consider.